Welcome, listeners, to another great episode of Two Beers and a Mic. Today,
we talk about wonderful, wonderful things.
Wonderful things. We have a couple questions to ask each other.
More beer math.
More beer math. I have a nice icebreaker for any conversation starter.
The beer math, or you have one?
I have one.
Oh,
yeah. At some point.
Even the most awkward of conversations.
Yeah, I think that this would be a good fill-in when you don't have anything. They might think you're a little weird, but it'll work.
Do you think that you could think off the top of your head the top or one of your top three awkward conversations that you've ever had?
This is another great episode of Two Beers and a Mic. Here we go.
Hey guys,
how you doing there, buds?
Doing great. We got a wonderful gift from a friend vendor.
That's right,
at the Mesquite Gun Show. I was gonna say Gun Barrel Gun Show. Yeah, he was super cool. He was next to us, and he gave us a butterfly
bottle opener.
That's right,
dude. When we had talked to him about the pod, and he was just like, "Oh, dude, that sounds sick." He's not much of a beer guy; he's more of a whiskey guy, but he whipped over and was like, "Hey guys, you guys are the ones with the beer podcast." And we were like, "Yep." And he was like, "I got something for you." He sells some pretty cool knickknacks, sells some pretty good priced ammo.
Oh yeah.
And gun attachments or weapon attachments and things like that.
He had a huge drum mag.
Yeah.
That was pretty sick.
He sold that thing that was like, I don't even know. It was like a barrel.
Yeah. It was a fold out. Like you put your pistol in it, your handgun in it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it acts as an extension for you to just be able to fold out the stock and then have a grip at the front.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of sick. Dude, they're so, oh my gosh. All right. Minimum amount that you think that you could walk out of there with and feel like you have everything. How much do you think that you're spending?
Everything?
Out of the gun show. This is a wonderful, wonderful gun show. If you haven't gone to the Mesquite Gun Show in Texas, go.
There's just here's what I'll say. Even if you're not on board with like being a weapon enthusiast, or maybe you're not even okay with guns themselves, still go, because there are all sorts of things. It's not limited to just guns, not limited to just ammo. I mean, you're talking knives, you're talking food, you're talking like little knickknack things that you could use.
Safety devices.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If you're really against or really not about it, armor plates.
Armor plates, dude. I was telling you back at the show, I would definitely be down to just have like two little armor filled chest protectors.
That's right.
In the safe. That'd be kind of cool. Have them light up as you open the safe.
You just see little kids walking around, not with weapons, but little kids walking around with their like their vests. They're like tactical vests.
Right.
they're pretty cute. But yeah, go check it out. You know, enjoy. They got some good food there. Food trucks kind of pull up. There's people that serve, you know, we're talking there was a couple barbecue places doing jerky. You know, dried meats.
Freeze-dried stuff.
All sorts of stuff.
That kind of stuff. But yeah. What do you think the minimum amount that you're spending walking out of there thinking that you've achieved everything that you need to achieve in that store or in that convention?
I would say 9 to 10,000.
Fair.
I think for what I have currently, there could be some upgrades.
Yeah.
Maybe another, I mean, I think I have, yeah, I think I could use maybe another pistol.
You could get a fold out stock on your pistol too. It'd
be kind of clean.
Yeah.
Maybe some shotgun attachments. I want a deer rifle. I don't have one. I got a 223 and a 12 gauge, but I think I'd want to walk out of there with a pretty nice deer rifle.
Yeah.
And then just like ammo attachments for that, things like that. I think
ammo gets expensive. That's where I think that you're at least spending $2,000 or $3,000.
If you want the FMJ or some of those, you know, ballistic rounds.
Yeah, they're expensive. I mean, a round of 40 ammo got the self-defense tips or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're typically 45. Yeah.
40, 45
bucks.
A case?
For a box. No, a box. 50.
50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
But you can find some places, you know, there was someone right across from selling buckets.
Oh yeah,
they were pretty well priced.
Yeah,
when they were under a dollar around, it seemed when you would get the
silencers.
Yeah, silencers. Just it's a cool experience. So even if you're not into that sort of stuff, just walking around checking out some things, it's definitely fun to do. But what else do we want to talk about? You want to give us your beer map?
Oh yeah. So today we have our segment that we did a couple weeks ago called Beer Math. Well, maybe. Oh, no. I thought I forgot my phone.
You got it.
So, first question, as you know how this goes.
George is with us, by the way, but he's not really with us.
Say hi to the people, George. Hello. George is...
looking for a siesta.
Yeah, that's right.
He ain't part of the fiesta. He's wanting a siesta.
All right, so we talked about this last time. Airport beers, right? If your flight leaves at 6 a.m., mm-hmm. how many airport beers is socially acceptable?
If my flight leaves at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
I mean, I did.
Just think they're all open.
They're all open.
Yeah.
So, where am I flying? Spirit. From Dallas.
You're flying Spirit?
Spirit.
To
South Carolina.
I was going to say, like,
you're going
Montana.
To South Carolina.
Okay, so like a three-hour flight. I'd say 4 or 5.
4 or 5.
Get vacation there early mode. Enough. Get a little buzz going. You know, I might be a little nervy flying Spirit.
Fair enough.
You know, especially
might need to pass out.
You're going to the mountains,
right?
Might need a little bit of a, you know, a little bit
lifted
of,
spirit.
Yeah, you know, you maybe know maybe beers, right. Beers, four, yeah, 3 to 4, 3 to 4 beers,
3 to 4 beers. Yeah. No hard liquor. Bloody
three
Marys.
To four beers, 1 to 2 Bloody Marys.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's acceptable.
What do you think? Same thing.
I'd probably say the same. I'd probably say 3 to 4. 3 to 4 beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I didn't have 3 to 4 beers, only 1 or 2 Bloody Marys, though, for sure.
Because I would not.
I'm not adding Bloody Marys onto the beer.
No.
Then I'm really getting sick.
No.
All right. How many beers on the lake equals 1 beer on land?
Ooh. 3.
3.
I think it's a 3 to 1 ratio.
I like it.
Because I feel like on the lake, man, they just
the sun,
they just go down.
It evaporates it out of your body.
It depends on what the beer is too. Yeah, if it's like if it's the right beer.
Yeah. If you're just down in Michelob's,
yeah,
definitely 3.
3 to 1.
3 to 1. Easy. I'm with you. All right. You bring a 12 pack to a party. How many are you allowed to take home without looking cheap? We talked about this a little bit last week. Asked if you're a bad person.
I would say if you only drink, if you don't, you leave if you drink more than half. You leave them.
Yeah.
But if you have, like, let's say you're talking a lot, maybe you just don't get the opportunity. Maybe there's a drink there that you're like, oh, yeah, I might partake in some of that.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, you only have 4 or 5 of your 12.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I'm going to bring these home. I got 12 more. I got 7.
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of feels like a burden to be like, here's 7 beers.
Yeah.
Find a place to put them.
I can see that.
But
throw 2 or 3 in your fridge, though.
Yeah. If there's 2 or 3 left, you leave them. You don't need to bring those home.
So speaking, we'll bring this up in a second. But speaking of halftime reset, do halftime beers count toward your total, or is halftime a statistical reset?
Halftime of a game.
Do they count towards your total?
Super Bowl specific? Because it resets, I feel like, for the Super Bowl, yes.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there, you're probably watching, you're probably not drinking.
Yeah, for a good 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's a reset.
Yeah.
It's a reset period. But a regular game, you got to keep it added to your total.
Yeah,
yeah,
fair enough.
It didn't start over.
Fair enough. All
you
right.
You just keep on pounding.
At what age does 3 beers turn from just getting started into I might fall asleep in this chair? 3 beers.
38 years old.
38. All right. I thought
you're nearing 40.
I thought you were about to say 30.
No.
I was about to say, come on.
I think you got to get past 35 because a lot of people's like true prime. Yeah. 20s, you're figuring things out. You're on your own. First 10 years, you're figuring things out. Your 30s are really your prime.
That's true.
30 to 40 is your prime.
That's true.
Then 40s is like, all right, let's start taking life a little bit more serious.
A little slower.
50. You got potentially kids going to college. You got to chill out.
And grandkids.
You might have as well. Maybe, yeah.
So who you are.
I'm going to say 38. Once you start getting that towards that downhill slope to 40.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of halftime, the Super Bowl was Sunday.
It was.
Yeah. This will be released this week too, right?
It will.
Yeah.
And probably tomorrow.
So how do you feel?
I'm on a cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
Not a very entertaining Super Bowl for the average viewer.
Right.
For me, as a Seahawks fan, watching a complete defensive domination, it was frustrating because our first 12 points all came from field goals. Yeah. That's tough. And I wish we would have scored like, we had one defensive touchdown, one offensive touchdown, and it was only like a 16-yard pass. So it's like, do I wish that there was more excitement plays? Absolutely. But just watching the Patriots, who, if it was any other team, it might be a little bit different. But the Patriots, I mean, okay, let me put it in terms like this.
Because they would have had the most all-time Super Bowl wins at that point.
Now they have the most losses.
Yeah.
I think they're 6-6.
Yeah.
And they've lost in every time zone.
Really?
That's a new anomaly. They could have. That's cool. They've never won, I don't think, on the Western time. I don't think they've ever won on the Western time zone or
that's crazy.
Pacific time zone.
Yeah.
But they've won in every other one. So this was the game to say you've won them in all of them or you've lost in all of them, and they lost in all of them.
Dang.
So I love that. But as a full-rounded Seahawks fan, for fans that understand, our last Super Bowl heartbreak loss to the Patriots, easily winnable, was right there, didn't happen. Then you have to think about this. So that's at the top. You got your victory over someone that plagued you for 12 years.
Yeah.
You also beat a division rival in the first round.
Yeah.
You beat a division rival in the NFC Championship.
True.
Then you went to your division rival's home field and won a Super Bowl. It's like the ultimate F you to like your division and someone who you've loathed for 12 years.
Right.
So it was like, again, do I wish it was more exciting? Yeah. Absolutely. But as a whole, and I don't know if you can tell behind me here, my hat right here. This hat is undefeated when worn during Seahawks games, by the way. Never lost this. Every loss that has occurred, which was only three, the hat was not worn.
Mm.
And so it's being retired. It's up here in a glass display case.
So you're never going to wear it again?
Nope. This was the perfect. I don't want it to ever be tainted.
Mm.
It will remain undefeated. It will remain a Super Bowl champion hat.
Will you ever pull it back out? Never.
A new hat will be purchased next year. We'll see how it.
Somebody send Jake performs a new Seattle Seahawks hat for him to wear.
I'd love
maybe
it.
They'll go 13-0 again.
Yeah, you never know.
Who knows?
You never know. They went 14-3. Got all the statistics on there. It's got a little nameplate on it that I engraved ourselves.
Did you really?
Yep. Has the logo. Says Seattle Seahawks record. The total record was 17-3 this year.
That's awesome.
Super Bowl 60 champion.
That's too funny, bro. That's too funny.
It's great.
Oh, my goodness. It was a good game. So I had a good time with everybody there. So,
dude, I had some of your... So I didn't get to eat your sandwiches during because I filled up on too many apps.
Oh.
But I had them the next day.
They're pretty good, huh?
Put them in the microwave 1 minute.
Not bad.
Still busting.
Sweet.
So you did good.
Sweet.
You
did thanks. Good. Yeah, they were good.
And George was putting away those ham...
Yeah, it was.
Ham sandwiches.
Did you put those? Did you end up eating those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About an hour later.
They're slapping, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I got 7 of them.
7? Nice.
7. That's crazy.
That's nice.
Then I had the runs the next morning.
Oh,
good.
Buddy.
It's probably because I specifically sneezed in yours.
We should put up that photo right here of George after the Super Bowl because he was partying.
Oh, yeah.
So
he was struggling.
Oh, man.
Struggling.
Can you send me that so I can put it in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dude.
Disclaimer, this was not really George, it was AI, but...
We showed his mom and his mom, or George is like, I'm going to call her, bro. I gave her probably like 5 minutes before she even called me. And but she just texted me and she said, how are you going to tell me that he's not drinking and send me a picture like that?
It's funny because like I thought it was real for a second. Yeah. And then I thought of, and then like the minute I saw it, I was like, whoa. And then I was like, wait a minute. That said Bud Light. George doesn't drink beer at all anyway. Right. And then I started looking at some of the cans and some of them were like Boy Loot and the stuff like that. And I was like, all right, yeah, this is AI.
Yeah.
But still funny.
Yeah. And we had just taken an original picture of him and we were just like, hey, make him drunk. And it was the
George, will you accept that for me?
He's gonna decline it.
Don't.
Just an accept.
Okay, thank you.
But no, he was just sitting there. He was smiling, doing this. And then we said, all right, now make it look like he's effed up.
They did that?
Yeah, that's
really
what it did.
Wow, that looks real.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, it definitely does.
From a distance. No. Like, if you just showed me that, I'd be like, shut up. That's
but your
you.
Teeth look, like, way bucked. That's the...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you know him. If you didn't know him, you would see it and be like, oh, yeah, bro's sloshed.
George, what was your favorite liquor drink that you tried, or liquor that you tried?
None of them.
Oh, yeah. We had George trying some whiskey, three different types of whiskey. And then we had, tequila.
George, question. If one day we had enough, what? If we had enough money to say, we're going to get you like a very signature series Hennessy. Right, like a good one.
Those are expensive.
Would you save it or would you drink it like a little bit, like kind of? Are you more on the path of like drinking it like normal, like you would with Hennessy, or are you more on the path of like I'm saving this for like a good occasion, drinking it?
You just gotta drink that.
That answers that question.
Even if you know that it's like 50 an ounce.
$100,000 on it. I'm not gonna sip on it for years to come.
Well, no, I'm saying as a gift. If it was a gift,
I'm just saying anything that costs like that extreme or is like that. Drink it. Why are you over here savoring it for years to come?
Would you?
You're not even getting lit off of one cup. You're just like,
Okay. Question though, would you, if we gave it to you as a gift? And we put the stipulation that you could only drink it with us. Would you just ignore it?
I'll just send a video to you guys of me dumping it out on the ground.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, my gosh.
If I got you some VSOP, I don't even know what that costs. I don't think it's even the premier stuff, but
it's not.
You know. Rude.
So if you had a bachelor party, are you going to have any alcohol there?
Yeah.
That's what I'm really excited about.
What are you more looking forward to, the differing alcoholic drinks or the differing strains of green?
I don't even see myself having a wedding, bro.
One day, man.
One day, bro.
No, like I just see myself getting married. I don't see myself.
But you're gonna have. Yeah, but that's
no. We're just talking about a bachelor party. Your,
yeah,
doesn't matter if it's
you're
the wedding.
You're definitely gonna have that.
Oh, that wouldn't be up to me. That would just have to happen.
I'm asking.
It's not up to me.
You just said it was. I thought you just said it was up to you.
They said bachelor party. It wouldn't be up to me.
No, all right.
Am I the one throwing my own?
No. Yep. But you'd have input.
Rippers.
No, nope. Sorry.
You lost that train a couple years ago, bud.
Yeah, man. Sorry, dude.
But.
All good, though.
You know, it's all right.
Yeah. We'll still make it fun.
Shut up.
Trans strippers.
Yeah.
That'd be fun for us.
Walk into
dude,
a goddamn.
I would die laughing.
Chess game. Fucking Jake sitting there. Hey, man.
A chess game.
That's what we're going to
do. I would plan one that was like super corny that I know he wouldn't like, but he would know that like I would find it cool or something. And we'll start the trip like that. And then we'll actually go into the party.
We'll get you like a bounce house, like a bouncy castle with a little hoop in it.
We got to go to Vegas for at least one bachelor party. Have you been to Vegas for a bachelor party yet? I haven't either. So it looks like it's up to you.
It's up to you, man. All right, I got a hypothetical for both of you. Well, George, if you want to participate. So this is the icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
So if you're in any situation where you need a conversation, you can use, you can utilize this when I give you my blessing. And it's because I heard it from someone else.
You need a conversation.
This icebreaker is brought to you by Yotummy. Find homemade food. If you want food delivered to your doorstep, but it's not from big food like McDonald's, Taco Bell, Popeyes, all those places, but you want homemade food delivered to your door, visit www.yotummy.com and check out the creators in your area, and they will ship their or deliver their home-cooked meals to your doorstep.
Right there. Yotummy.
Find homemade food. Here's the icebreaker. So this is a choice. You have one of two choices. Mm. So you and another person are in an airport.
Okay.
All right. The third person is like the moderator. They come to you, right?
Right.
So they come to you and they, so keep in mind, it's a hide and seek game.
Okay.
Okay. The person that's seeking is not here, so they don't hear any of this. You have a choice. The seeker is told, find the elephant. Your choice, would you rather be a 3-inch tall elephant, but you're visible and you can hide anywhere?
Okay.
Or would you rather be a regular size elephant, but you're invisible? Mm. But they don't know that. So the only way that they would know to find you is if they heard you or ran into you or something of that nature. But you're in an airport or a mall or something big. Would you rather be the miniature elephant or the invisible elephant? And where would you hide?
Miniature elephant.
Okay.
And I'm going, probably going to the kids' playground.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like hiding in.
Like the little airplane?
Yeah. Little airplane, just as the pilot.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's, yeah.
Why did you choose miniature elephant?
Because I'm a loud person and I'm not very quiet.
Okay.
So I think being an elephant would just amplify that.
Even though you're invisible.
Yeah.
Okay. George?
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm not participating on that.
I would never be an elephant.
I think I'd be the 3-inch too, because you can't move as a regular size elephant.
No.
Like, you would just have to stand still and kind of hope and pray.
Yeah. I beg to differ.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, you're not participating, but now we're getting participation? Fine. What are you choosing?
I was playing.
Are you choosing the invisible elephant?
Bro, what are you doing? I'm just messing with you guys, man. Continue.
So anyway, yeah, I think I'd be miniature. Because you would have to find a spot that you'd be like, this person's never. And then you'd have to maneuver. No way.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of places that I feel you could hide as a 3-inch elephant.
Yeah. Especially in a large airport.
Yeah. That's what they call me. The 3-inch elephant.
The 3-inch elephant.
Yeah, no. Not that.
What do they call you, George?
The 3-inch anteater.
Black Mamba.
Oh, is that right? Black, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Might want to get that checked out.
Might want to. Let's have a drink.
Yeah, shall we? Let's have a drink.
So as we get the drink.
Let's cut.
Oh,
to the drink.
Ooh, a little bit of a teaser.
Now, this is another week of a non-beer, but it is pretty hyped. Or, well, we'll say there's a lot of hype around it.
The brand is definitely 100% hyped. So today we have the Cutwater Vodka Mule. It's a 7% drink.
But it doesn't feel like a 7%.
You've had these?
Yeah.
Cutwater Vodka? That
specific one.
Okay.
But I have had a Cutwater before.
Made with real vodka, and I think it says one shot. So there's a shot of vodka in here.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know if this is correct or not, but they call it cut water because you're supposed to cut it with water.
Oh. It says chill or drink on ice.
Oh, never mind.
But maybe. Because this says made with our award-winning vodka, refreshing ginger beer and lime flavor. Enjoy in a copper mug or straight from the can. What's inside? Cut water vodka, ginger beer, lime flavor. That's it. Three nice ingredients. Oh, one shot of each is what it says. Or one plus shot of each is what it says. I don't know. That one's a little blurry. It's kind of hard to read. Yeah, you want to pop this
one
sucker.
One plus shot of each what?
Of each of those things.
Mixes?
Yeah.
Does it say what a serving size is?
No.
Probably can.
Yeah.
But I know that Cutwater's gotten a lot. They're very popular right now.
Yeah, they are. They're going to be a good big summer drink this year, I think.
Yeah, buddy. I want to try their... They have like a white Russian that I keep seeing. And I'm like, I saw it
in Utah, but we didn't try it.
I'll give it a whirl.
But there was one time I was sitting down watching a movie. I can't remember which one it was. It was in Utah, but we were drinking them. And I got through half the can and I was like, oh, I need to stop.
George, grab your drink.
George.
Give it a whirl.
Wake up. I am up.
Ugh. Oh, some of my favorite things in the world are just watching George's reactions to different drinks. Oh, man. All right. Clear. We got a coffer. Smells nice. George, thumbs up, thumbs down, middle. Doing,
biting on your thing, bro?
George, chill out.
What?
No, I'm not biting my mouse. Anyway, thumbs up, thumbs down, middle. Oh.
Thumbs down?
It was middle finger. What do you have? Give it a thumbs down. Okay.
Dang, that's tough.
We'll give it a whirl. Cheers.
Cheers.
George, you want to watch me drink it and try to guess my rating?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's pretty nice.
That's kind of nice.
It's a little sweeter than I expected it to be.
Part of me thinks when I drink this, it's like the initial like mouthfeel of there's going to be coconut. And then there's not. So it's kind of weird. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I got bad news.
Oh. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking gas. That's pretty good. News. I like that.
I like it.
I'd probably have to limit myself on these, though, because they are kind of like, they're...
After you get too drunk off of them, they're just going to taste like Sprite.
And they're bold, is what they are. So they're not like, they're crisp. And they're very flavorful. You definitely taste the ginger beer and the lime. But they're very, I don't want to use the word like sugary, like syrupy, but they're bold.
It tastes like nectar or like a agave syrup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I really enjoy it. Like a full one of these, one or two to like get it started. Be pretty sick.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, George, I have a number in mind.
Day one.
Damn it.
Hang on. Go ahead.
8.4.
8.1.
Oh. 8.1 for the Cutwater Vodka Mule. Good job, George.
He's on it.
He's on it.
You gotta finish your glass, George.
You don't like it? Why don't you like it?
It's disgusting.
But specifically?
Nasty.
You just don't like the flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ginger beer is an acquired taste. It's not something that you like normally encounter. So when you get like the mouth burn or the throat burn, because ginger. Oh, dude, I got to tell you a story.
Gingivitis?
One time, I think I was on a job somewhere. And I was tooling around the city and I went to a Smoothie King, right? So I was like, oh yeah, this, I'm not really hungry, but I'm going to get a smoothie. Walked in there and they were giving away these shots, right? These whatever for free. They're in these little cups. I thought they were, because they didn't really tell me what it was. I thought it was like a new flavor they were trying that they were just giving you a sample of.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit it, bro. It was like a ginger cayenne, like immunity shot. And when I tell you, I immediately like started like dry heaving because I was like, when you're expecting like mango or like banana smoothie.
Oh yeah. And you hit
ginger cayenne.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Have you seen those people that'll like just eat a whole ginger root?
Oh no. Gross.
I'm out on that.
That's disgusting.
Are you a wasabi fan?
No.
Did you ever get tricked?
I don't think so.
I did.
You did?
By my dad.
So just guac?
Yep. Sure did. Man. I put a full swab of it on my California roll. Dude, I was so pissed. Have you tried wasabi, George?
No.
Really?
It's just not good to me. Like, no. I don't.
But apparently, ginger. American wasabi is not what true wasabi is supposed to taste like. Mm. So I don't know. I'd love to go to a omakase restaurant and figure it out.
The pistachio ice cream has turned. George, if you can tell me where that's from, I'll give you a dollar.
Southport.
Nope.
No.
Cars 2, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, I stopped watching. Cars
1. After 1.
What?
Bro, Cars 2 was kind of lit. It was kind of wild, but it was lit. Yeah. Cars 3 was still pretty good. I think they're coming out with a 4.
Planes. Did you watch Planes?
Oh, I loved Planes.
I'm sure you did.
That was a good one. If they made Trains, oh, dude, man, I'm there.
The amount of people on the spectrum that would be there.
Oh, dude.
Through the roof.
We should make one.
There's this
Pixar's one. Plane or Trains. Oh, man.
That would be funny. There's this one girl on Love on the Spectrum who she is obsessed with this train in New York. And like, it's a hobby of hers to go and ride each and I don't know
how the many subway,
huh? Yeah.
Oh my.
It's called the T train.
Oh, okay.
And she's got a bunch of friends with her who
love it as well.
Love it as well. And all of them just get on the train and ride and cheer for it and everything.
It's love so that dude on TikTok. Wholesome. Have you seen that dude on TikTok? Who's like, he's like British, and I love watching his videos because it's really wholesome. But he's like, he gets really excited. He's definitely autistic.
Yeah.
But he's like, today we're going to see a G350 or something like that. He's like, I can't wait to hear the thrash of the brakes on the.
That's funny.
Dude, and then like when the train goes by, he's all like, like he starts like giggling and like jumping up and down. It's like, bro, what is going on? But he is like, here, let me see if I talk about something. Yeah, let's see if I pull it up.
Have you seen the way that Sheldon laughs? The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah. He changes it later in the season, like when he goes,
oh, yeah. That laugh? Yeah. From that one, then he goes more into it.
He's more just, yeah, like a normal.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I think I followed this guy at one point because he was like, or his stuff just started popping up on my stuff all the time.
It smells more like Pepsi.
Smells like Pepsi?
Coke.
I said Sprite.
No, no. He said that it tastes or smells like it's gonna have a hint of Coke.
Here we go. His name is Francis Bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
And I'm going to experience it for my first time too. And to mark the occasion, I'm wearing the class 58s proudly on my chest.
Proudly on my chest.
Watch, so he watches him come by. He's got his like 360 camera on it.
Here it is.
Slightly concerned as there's a cat trespassing on the railway.
The cat's trespassing. That's all.
That did sound rather spectacular.
That's too funny.
Bro, they'll honk and he'll be like, ah!
That's freaking hilarious.
Oh, man. George, what's your, other than ganja, what's your stim? Yeah, what's your autistic pleasure? Like something that you just find like so fun and interesting.
I don't know.
Okay. Stone, what's your...
Legos.
Pleasure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do love some Legos.
Never seen that dude build a Lego a day in his life.
You're crazy. I used to be the Lego king.
I used to be the Lincoln Log king.
I don't know about that.
I'm the Lego king. I got R2 right here, baby. What you got? James Bond car? I had my truck car.
until you probably smashed it.
No, I didn't. Your car's up there.
Yeah, that's right.
I think is your truck up there too?
I don't know.
No. Yeah,
the car's up there. The truck's not up there.
George, you wouldn't say Pokemon cards?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'd say Pokemon cards.
I don't think so.
I'd say...
Or Pokemon Go.
I'd say good deals. Cheap deals.
Nah.
Popeye's wings.
Spending money in general is horrible.
Oh, my word.
He's just a Debbie Downer today, man.
Sometimes, man. How much did you, hold on, question. How much did you spend at the self car wash before you went to the real car wash because your car was so $2 dirty? Is it? Isn't that like for like a minute and a half?
No.
When you put a dollar in, you get 3 minutes and 30 seconds. If you time it right, you use a minute 30, re-rinse it, switch it real quick to the brush, wash it down, add two more quarters to the other set, boom. Then I want to spend $23.
We would 23? You needed the big one.
I told you I got the membership.
Oh.
Where you can get unlimited washes. That's actually a good deal.
I literally just got the email while we were doing this. Like, hey, you get unlimited blah, blah. You come whenever, wherever, back to back to back.
Don't you live like right next to one?
That's one I got.
Yeah. So like you can, you'll go, knowing you, you're going to go like at least every day. Yeah. Like you're going to be driving home and you're going to see it and you're going to be like, yep.
I was going to pull back up after this.
I knew you were.
It got a little dirty on the highway.
I passed by the fucking construction, like some construction workers working with a drill and some dirt got on my car. I was like, damn it.
Like, all right, good thing I got the membership.
You big.
See, and I just got a power washer too not long ago and I was kind of mad because I would think, you know, when I get this power washer, I'm going to wash my truck all the time by myself and still.
Same.
Man, I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I would love washing my car. I just don't. I obviously live in an apartment. If I was you with my own yard like that, I'd have a whole setup.
Yeah.
We just should build
takes a
one.
Minute.
We should build one. We should build like with PVC pipes.
That's what you take pride in.
And then.
Oh, that, you're that saying wouldn't like be an, hard. Like an actual, like.
Not like.
Automatic one.
You just put it up. Like you could. It could be as easy as like it could fall down. And when you're ready, like maybe you have like two steel pipes in the ground, like you know, even with the ground, like you don't have to have it like up or anything like that, but when you're ready, you just, because it would be super easy to do, and then you just take PVC and it would go up and down and you'd poke holes in it,
yeah,
and then you attach your pressure washer to the PVC and it would go through, and then you just drive your truck through it and it would hit it with the soapy water, and then maybe you have another attachment on the other side. You might need a second pressure washer, or maybe because I have a pressure washer where you put soap in it, and you can do the soapy wand or whatever. But I think you can shut that off, and then it's just water. So you fill it with soap, and then you drive your truck through it, and then you whip around, you come back, and you turn off the soap thing, and then you just let it. You can drive as slow as you want, just like inch it, and just let that stuff just, and then you got to dry it.
Yeah, that's true.
You just gotta dry it.
And then you pick it up out of your slots in the ground and you put it in the shed.
How do we get like dirt and grime off of it though?
Good point.
Yeah. I'm just curious, what innovative way could you do next? Doesn't have to be 100% perfect.
I think this method would have to be done underneath. Just tough.
You could get George riding a bike and have something connected to the gears to where it would rotate.
Yeah.
And you would just attach towels to the PVC pipe. And then as he's pedaling, it spins with the towels.
Easy. Done deal. Or just get a bunch of mop heads.
This is true too. And just like place them.
It's easy. Yeah. I don't know why we haven't done this before.
I agree.
Homemade car wash.
Let's go do
it. And we could sell them. We could sell them to people and we just send them in a pack and then we send them with instructions on to assemble it. And so it just shows up. No. Have you seen that dude that bought the, it was called like a wireless, dryer?
No.
So he made a lot of money before he got shut down. So he would post on eBay and I don't know what picture he used, but the description was wireless dryer, dry your clothes without needing to plug in any device. And he probably sold, I think he sold like 100.
Dang.
And all he sent in the box was clothespins and a piece of string. And he charged like $200 per wireless dryer, like $500 per wireless dryer.
That's crazy.
And so he made like $50,000 and then they shut him down. They were like, you can't be doing this. Like you're fooling people. And they're like, I haven't told any lies. It's a wireless dryer.
Right.
And I didn't post any pictures that fooled anybody. It was just, I was selling them. So he said,
that's funny.
It'd show up in a little box, and it would be like 12 clothespins and a piece of string.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Let's go try out our automated wash idea.
Let's do it. What'd
you say?
On it. George doesn't need to.
He's gonna be horrible. He's going to sleep.
No, he's going to the car wash again.
He's going to fail.
Good night, George.